views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Leading edge of personal, social, and global transformation. The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected, is making connections that inspire and accelerate individual and collective awakening. Dr. Julie is joined by visionary leaders and change makers from around the world to explore social change, the generative power of conscious, co-creative practice, and what's emergent with health, science, spirituality, and the evolution of consciousness. Break through the illusion of separation, explore the infinite field of possibilities, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Here's your host, Dr. Julie Kroll.
And welcome, everyone. You're listening to the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected on Transformation Talk Radio, and I'm Dr. Julie Kroll. And welcome today. It is a beautiful day, and it's our guest's birthday today, so let's make it extra special for her. Hey, when I was a little girl, I used to play with thoughts and ideas. I would imagine and spend hours and hours in a place of what if and imagine this. And it was so much fun. It was even more than daydreaming. It really was literally playing with thoughts and ideas. And what if the universe is waiting for all of us to play in that same field, to play with our ideas and our thoughts, just like when I was a little girl? So, entertaining that thought, you are going to love our guest today. And what if you go with this path into our thoughts and our beliefs, what if reality is malleable? What if consciousness trumps matter? And what if you shape your life with your mind? I know these aren't new thoughts to you, but our guest today says she can prove it is so, and she does it with so much fun and as much playfulness as I did with my childhood musing. It is said that she's just plain fun, and I agree. She turns reading into an adventure, which turns theory into wisdom, which turns dreams into a reality. I invite you to take a few deep breaths, bring your awareness into this moment, open your mind, and relax and open it a little bit further today and connect with your heart. As we settle into your essential self, as I welcome my guest, Pam Grout is the number one New York Times bestselling author of 17 books, 3 plays and a television series, and 2 iPhone apps. She writes for People Magazine, CNNGo.com, The Huffington Post, and her travel blog, GeorgeClooneySleptThere.com. Today, we're going to find out more about Pam and her out-of-the-box take on life. Welcome, Pam.
Hey, thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be here.
Oh, thank you. It is a pleasure to have you here, and I'm going to go with the fun theme because you take this huge, huge topic, quantum physics, and so much amazing science and you wrap it into this fun, easy way of having this conversation. So I love it. We're going to have fun today. But first, Pam, I'm looking forward to your answer to my very first question, because you do have so much fun in life. So I'm curious to see how you would answer this. I have this perennial question that I like to ask my guests. So I like to start with it. What does all things connected mean to you?
Oh, wow. Well, see, I love that idea when I heard that all things connect. It's like, whoa, that's wonderful. But again, in the quantum world, everything is connected. We are all one. And for me, too, like sometimes people will say, wow, you just wrote a story about, Breaking Bad, a tour of Breaking Bad. And then you were over in Istanbul touring a mosque. How do those all relate? Well, to me, they all relate because we're all connected. And it's me going going to see all those things. So I love this idea of everything being connected. But particularly it does relate to the whole quantum idea that we are all one. You know, a butterfly can't flap their wings in Buenos Aires without actually affecting us. So it's really kind of exciting that we're all one, and that, you know, this little conversation we are having right now is actually affecting the entire world. It's affecting everything. We can't look at anything without affecting it. So it really is exciting concept. So I love that that's what you call it. So thank you.
Thank you. So let's just start with there. You talked about Istanbul, and you're traveling all over. You're writing stories for beautiful outlets, really, from People Magazine to CNN to Huffington Post. And then I love the title of your blog, George Clooney Slept There. And then you write these award-winning books and get the attention of so many people with the number one New York Times bestseller. It's amazing. You wrote E2 and E3. They're sitting right here in front of me. And how did you get here, Pam? How did you, you're a writer, but you're pulling together so many incredible things. Let's talk about that for a minute.
Well, you know, one thing I like to say is that when you're a writer, or when you're any artist that does creative pursuits, you're really aware of this other thing, this connection to this bigger thing. So I know when I'm writing that when the really good stuff comes, it's not really even of me. It's this connection to something bigger. So in some ways, people go, well, how could you go from being a journalist, you know, and writing about travel to writing about spiritual topics? And to me, again, all things connected, there's no real difference, because you're very keenly aware that you start with nothing. Like, say, for example, a book or an article. When you begin, there's nothing there. And then as you, you know, put your focus into it, your intention and your love, suddenly it is created. So in some ways, it's really just a natural progression. And I'm surprised everyone that's in the creative arts isn't aware of this bigger power that we all have, or this connection we all have to something, you know, higher than us or bigger than us. So to me, it's a real, you know, logical progression, even though not everyone can see it that way.
Yeah. Well, you know, I think if anyone would pick up your book, they'll feel it. It just starts off that way. But again, I just want to praise you for your writing style, too. Thank you. It just makes, I mean, every page is just like delicious dessert. And so speaking of spiritual things, you start with E2. 9 do-it-yourself energy experiments that prove your thoughts create your reality. Where did this book come from? How did it come from nothing and flow onto the pages for you?
Well, I think these principles that essentially come from spirituality and from quantum physics have been around for quite a while. And it's one thing to talk about them. It's one thing to hear about them from the pulpit. But to actually put them into practice in your life is of vital importance. I mean, the fact that we're connected to everybody, that's something that we should be using to make the world a better place, to make our lives better. So I decided to take these principles, and with little tiny baby steps in these experiments for the doubters that say, oh, that can't be true, it's like, okay, well, let's just give it a try. And if you make it really simple and you make it really fun, which is, again, one of my main intentions in everything I do, people can understand it in a different way. And then we can actually use this power that we all have to make a better world and to make a better life for ourselves. So basically it came about because it's like, this is important information that's, you know, coming out of science labs, it's coming out of, you know, the pulpit. This is important information, and everybody needs to know about this. Everybody needs to be using this, because, you know, our consciousness is everything. Our consciousness is the fundamental blueprint of everything that we see out in our world. So it's just too important of a concept for us just to, you know, talk about it theoretically. Let's actually put it into practice.
I like that. You know, one of the other things that I really appreciate about how you created both of these books, Pam, is that it isn't theoretical, and it does bridge the science and the spirituality, but it has a center of gravity that's so relatable, and it's not too far right, too far left. It's just really relatable. When we come back from our first break, I would love to give our listeners an example of maybe a couple of those experiments. We could talk about that. But before we do that, we just have a minute here. And I just want to point out that the book, especially E3, when I'm just sitting here soaking it in, you build on these memes and these principles and you move from worldview 1.0 to 2.0. And I think it creates this really nice foundation for people to just look and examine at their, to look at and examine their thoughts. And you bring up specific thoughts, and I guess I'm giving a commercial for your book for the listeners, because it's so beautiful how you build on this foundation where you really help us challenge our own way of thinking and what we've learned. And you even say this, what we've learned gets in our way. I totally believe that. So after our break, I'd love for you to talk about some of those memes, some of our learning, some of our thoughts that may not serve our highest good anymore. But first, before we go to break, I want to make sure our listeners know how to find you and where to get this book. So what's your website, Pam? How can they get a hold of you?
My website is pamgrout.com. It's all really simple. I mean, I can be connected with on Facebook, Pam Grout, or Twitter, Pam Grout. Or again, my website's pamgrout.com. So everything's just my name.
Excellent. Okay. And that's G-R-O-U-T, listeners, and pamgrout.com. We're going to take a quick break. When we get back, more on these interesting experiments. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Transformation Talk Radio's amazing hosts span from the Pacific to the Atlantic coast. With a world full of loyal fans, what's stopping you from joining our clan? Bring your powerful message to listening ears. We've been helping people do this for many years. Want to make a difference? We can help you out. Just give us at Transformation Talk Radio a shout. It's easy to get started with an email so small to host@transformationtalkradio.com, and then we'll give you a call. Join the Pacific Northwest EFT Tappers at the 5th Annual Tappers Gathering, March 14th at Bastyr University, and have a chance to meet EFT founder Gary Craig. This event raises money for continuing EFT tapping scientific research. Bring your cards and information for a full day of networking and inspiration. Visit www.nwtappersgathering.com or call 360-661-6877.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Change makers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
Tune in to the hit show, Get Into It, Winning at the Game of Life with intuitive energy healer and medium Lynn Brown on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to bring the magic of soul into every aspect of your life. Learn how to use spirit tools and experience the immediate connection with yourself as a spiritual being with natural spiritual abilities as you are guided on the pathway to success and joy. Visit ruintuit.com. That's the letter R, the letter U, intuit.com. And get into it now. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
We're back on the Dr. Julie Show, and this is Dr. Julie Kroll. I'm here with Pam Grout, and we're talking about her best-selling books, E2 and E3, which is really, pick it up, it's exquisite. And right before the break, Pam, I was talking about how I love how you've taken the memes and really turned it into lessons and helped us also look at some really fundamental principles in E3. And you start the book with that before you get into the experiments that you walk us through. But for example, the memes, like moving from the meme "life happens to me" to moving to "life emanates from me." And another one, "events happen, therefore I feel bad," to "without this training, joy is my natural state." So I really appreciate the simplicity, even in the education that you give, and that these powerful, powerful lessons right here at the beginning. Can you take us, the listeners, through a couple experiments maybe of really how do we shift our perception in this consciousness and how we see the world?
Sure. One of the main principles that, well, I always say there's exactly 11 words that everybody needs to know, and the universe has my back, and everything's going to be okay. So if you really got that, all those 11 words in a really deep way, you would get it. So the principles all kind of revolve around that. So I guess the first hypothesis we would make that I'd ask people to test, is there really something out there that you can connect with and that has your best interest at heart? You know, and every hypothesis, of course, is falsifiable, meaning that you can prove that it's not true, or you can realize, wow, there is something out there that's bigger than me that I can connect with. So the very first experiment, I say, hey, let's give it 48 hours, and let's ask for a sign or a blessing that indeed there is something out there that wants to bless you. And really, what happens in these experiments is not so much that we're testing this, you know, force, this field of infinite potentiality, as I like to call it, but it's jarring us into paying attention to this connection that is always there. So that's really what these experiments are about. But so that is the very first experiment that I posed back in E squared, was give yourself 48 hours and say, hey, universe, or hey, God, or hey, field of infinite potentiality. It doesn't matter what you call it, but hey, bigger thing, muses, angels, whatever you want to call it. Is it possible that you really exist and that you have my best interest? And if indeed that is true, show me a sign that that's the case. And so you write down the date, and then, you know, within 48 hours, you will get a sign that you cannot write off as coincidence, that yes, indeed, this force does have my best interest at heart. So that's kind of the first one that I encourage people to do. But, you know, moving on to E cubed, and this is such a powerful thing to learn too, is that joy is my natural state. Because, I mean, nobody would say that. They'd believe, yeah, well, I'm joyful sometimes, I'm happy part of the time, maybe on the weekends, maybe after I get off work, maybe on my birthday. But no, without all these mental constructs, all these memes that I was talking about in Worldview 1.0, we can be joyful 24/7. And that's such a radical concept that most people can't even get wrap their minds around it, which is, you know, what quantum physics is all about. It's like it's so out there that we can hardly even, you know, get, you know, we can't even understand it exactly. It doesn't make sense to us because we've learned this other way of being. So those are the two first experiments of both E squared and E cubed, and they're both very powerful things to find out.
Yeah. And the other thing that I really love about both E squared and E cubed is it's like a user's manual. I mean, you just open it up and literally you'll have our homework there, our experiment there, and a place for us to report right back in. You know, here's the question and here's the hypotheses and fill in the blank. And what so it really is this user-friendly, fun approach to really testing these things.
Right. Making it fun is one of the key things I wanted to do, because I want this to be sustainable, meaning that people won't just do it once. They'll continue to use this force. And anything that's sustainable has to be fun, because if it's something you have to do or somebody says you should do, you're not going to stick with it. But if it's something that you really enjoy, that makes you excited to spring out of bed in the morning or whatever it might be, then you're going to keep doing it. And that's why it needs to be fun. I mean, that is, you know, my principle in everything that I write. I want it to be enjoyable, because that's the way it's supposed to be. And that's one of those lessons. We learned the other male construct that, well, it's got to be really hard, or it's gonna, we've got to take it really serious. I mean, these are all these memes, you know, that we picked up that, you know, that then, of course, the world conforms around our beliefs and expectations. So if we can change our beliefs and expectations that, yes, we could have a good time doing this, this could be really fun, let's play around with this, let's not work at it. And that just makes, that's just a little tiny shift, but it makes a huge difference.
Yeah. You know, you're talking about this shift, and it's just a subtle shift in consciousness where we move from an old belief or an old learning, and it opens us to a whole new way of looking at the world. Do you have any examples of that, of maybe some of your readers or yourself in your own life, of one of those simple little shifts and how a radical change it's made in life?
Well, one of the things that's been really exciting for me, you know, since this book came out, you know, because my website's out there for everybody to look at, I get emails every single day from people that are doing the experiment, and to hear these blessings and miracles, you know, people are writing to me and go, wow, this is so cool. I realize it's a magical world out there. So people's perceptions are changing about the way the world is, how they relate to the world. And of course, that does change everything. And as far as for me personally, I've always believed in these principles, or at least for a long time, I've used them in my own life. But now I have so much proof just from everybody, all these emails I get from readers. I mean, it really has been such a fun ride for me to hear from people who, you know, are everything from changing, you know, relationship with their next door neighbor that they hadn't spoken to in 10 years to, you know, getting money in the mail to, I mean, just the stories are just across the board of things that are happening when you let go of those old mental constructs and that way that you believe the world has to be, and just open up to a new possibility. I mean, anything can happen at that point. So, yeah, no, I've got example after example after example, and it's really been, you know, like I said, such a pleasure and joy for me to have written this book and to connect with all these people who are having a lot of fun with this. I mean, groups are forming all across the country, all across the world, actually, because this book has been translated into 34 languages. So, you know, like this morning, I heard from a guy in South Africa that I don't even remember now what his story was, but it was, you know, one of those amazing stories, like his daughter. Oh, no, I know what it was. They decided they were going to manifest seeing a rhinoceros, and sure enough, you know, that happened. So, you know, just even little things like that. Again, it's like changing your consciousness, changing what you're looking for, and then, of course, everything changes. So, yeah, I mean, it's just been, you know, this magical joyride for me since writing the book.
So let me put you on the spot and ask you maybe a challenging question, maybe a really easy one. So we're talking about a couple different things here that I think are important for our listeners. And the one is really tuning ourselves in to be aware, so that we're literally looking for that which maybe is our intention or whatever. So we're like doing these experiments and saying, okay, I'm going to have this happen in the next 48 hours, and then I see it. Versus, it's the old, I think somebody said that your books are like The Secret on steroids, or The Secret on crack.
The Secret on crack, yeah. That was pretty funny.
Yeah, The Secret on crack. And so there's the reverse part of it of, and it might be the same thing. I'm going to let you answer this, but going from, okay, I'm more aware and I'm looking for that, and so it happens, versus I'm planting the seed and it comes back to me. And what's the difference in those two subtle nuances of this energy?
Well, what I believe is that we are connected to everything, like, you know, all things connected, like your title of your show, all things are connected. So what we draw into our sphere of awareness is whatever we're focusing upon. So on one hand, we are already connected to whatever seed we're planting, but we're not aware of it. So basically, by focusing on it, by making that intention, we draw it into our physical sphere. So you're starting out already connected to it. I mean, you can't not be connected to this higher force, but you sure as heck cannot be aware of it or not be noticing it. So on one hand, you know, perfection already exists in everybody all the time, but we are not aware of it. So that is, you know, the ultimate reality, the absolute reality, which there is no real absolute reality, but this idea that we are all connected and that we do, you know, that anything that we could possibly want, we already have some connection to it. But as we start focusing on it, wherever we place our attention, we animate that particular reality into our life. So as we place our attention upon a particular thing we're trying to attract, I suppose you want to call it that, that is the seed that brings it into your awareness. But again, you were already connected to it on some level even before you started. Does that answer your question?
Yeah, I think that's a good way of looking at it. And, you know, the other piece of that you just subtly brought into the conversation is really our underlying beliefs, and that, you know, they're seated there anyway. And that's the one thing that I appreciate about, I have E-Cubed open, and maybe we can do this after break, is really looking at some of those principles, because some of our beliefs, even when they're faulty, began to, if there are seeds there, they began to germinate. We water them and we fertilize them, and all of a sudden we're looking for even the negative or the bad or the faulty thing, and it's happening before us. And so who are we to say what's faulty and what's real and true, like you said? But that's one of the things that I really appreciate about the book and how it unfolds, is we can really look at some of these learnings that we've had and what is that message that's in our subconscious before we even begin to place our awareness on it. So thanks for that. Be prepared, Pam. We're going to start there after the break.
Okay.
I really want to talk about that. I'm looking at some of them, and it's like, I love your titles. Again, it's fun, listeners. It's so much fun. Like one, the dude abides principle, or the abracadabra principle, or the Albie Einstein principle. I mean, I love your titles. You're so fun and creative in all of this. So we're going to take a quick break. And when we return, we're going to find out more about how are you really thinking and what does that mean for your life and what's being manifested. And again, I just want to remind you can find Pam on Twitter, on Facebook, and at PamGrout.com. That's G-R-O-U-T, PamGrout.com. We're going to take a quick break. When we get back, more with E squared and E cubed.
A retreat to open your senses and heal your energy. Join Lynn Brown and Wendy Wolf for Amazing Astra Allies, April 30th through May 2nd in the beautiful Methow Valley. Open to more of your astral experiences. Learn intentional dreaming and receive astral body healings in this serene setting. This retreat is almost full. To register now or learn more, call 206-931-7356 today.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Always inspiring and uplifting, Brenda Thine spreads love and light wherever she goes. Enlightening, empowering, and encouraging readings, Brenda connects with your guides, angels, fairies, and loved ones who have crossed over to provide you with the highest guidance possible to enable you to live your highest truth and maximize your potential. Always light-filled, a session with Brenda will have you feeling wonderful, centered, and ready to take on anything. Schedule your session now at BrendaThine.com. That's BrendaThyne.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Change makers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
We're back on the Dr. Julie Show, and this is Dr. Julie Kroll. I'm here with Pam Grout, author of the bestseller E Cubed and E Squared. And Pam, I'm sitting here with E Cubed in front of me, and one of the things that you do that I mentioned right before the break is there's a chapter before we get into the experiments in E3, E Cubed, that take some of our principles and really like make us think about the world differently. And then of course the memes that you've channeled or challenged us to look at. And so like right here, I opened it to one of the pages. It says the Superman principle, the Jenny Craig principle, the 101 Dalmatians principle. I know you love to teach about this topic. Could you take a minute and just teach our listeners what you're really talking about when you start looking at the principles and the memes?
Well, I think one of the things I wanted to do with E Cubed, but Hay House, my publisher, wouldn't let me. I wanted to print the book upside down, so like when you opened it up, you would actually be at the back of the book, and then you'd have to turn it around and read it that way. Because I believe that almost every single thing that we learn in this physical plane is actually the opposite of the way it is. I mean, from the minute we're born, we're measured and we're weighed. I mean, literally, you know, our moms give birth to us, and we're measured and weighed to see how we compare to everybody else. And so from that moment on, we're learning all these things that are only going to restrict this connection that we have to the bigger thing. So I would argue that almost everything we've learned is upside down. In fact, one of my main spiritual practices is A Course in Miracles, and one of the things it says is that this way of living, you know, in joy and in peace and happiness is not difficult. It's just very different than the way we are taught. So almost everything we're taught from the minute we're born is the opposite of the way it really is. For example, you know, as soon as we're born and, you know, as we grow up with our parents, and I'm a parent, I know how I did this to my daughter too. It's like, okay, you need to follow these rules, or you need to, you know, go to school and you need to, you know, learn this and get your degree, you know, and blah, blah, blah. But the thing that every parent needs to tell their kid is follow your joy, because that is actually that connection to the bigger thing. But instead of telling our kids to follow their joy, we tell them to, you know, don't run outside without your clothes on, or, you know, hold your fork and your spoon the correct way. I mean, we're always teaching them these rules. And I mean, you know, babies come in just radiating love and joy, and they know to follow whatever catches their interest and what makes them happy. But we quickly teach them, here's what you need to do instead. So really, almost everything we've learned is the exact opposite. Like, for example, here's one. You know, you've got to work really hard. You've got to follow these 7 steps, and then you will find peace, or then you will find, you know, financial abundance, or then you will find, you know, the partner in life you want, or whatever it is. You know, you have to do all these things first. But the truth of it is, if you can just relax and enjoy and follow, you know, the things that are calling to you, you will find all of that stuff. Or you actually are already connected to it, like I said, but you will allow it into your life. So really, you know, when you ask what do we know incorrectly, it's pretty much everything, almost everything we have cemented into our consciousness. And again, our consciousness affects everything. Our conscious, our beliefs and expectations about life literally form around us. You know, if you have the belief and expectation that, you know, the world is prosperous and abundant, you will have a prosperous and abundant life. If you have the beliefs and expectations that the world is limited and there's a lot of lack, that's what you will, you know, will form around you in your life, because that's how powerful our consciousness is. So anything that negates or limits you know, what could be possible is actually doing a disservice, you know, as far as teaching our children or teaching ourselves or even, you know, the messages that we give to ourselves. So anyway, that's just a small example, I guess, of, you know, how crazy most everything we believe is.
Yeah, and you know, so that brings up really some universal themes here. And if we really look at some of these limiting beliefs, really, it doesn't matter if it's right or wrong. We don't even have to judge it, that this is the right way that we learned it or the wrong way to learn it. We just have to really look at the outcome. If we believe in limiting thoughts, we create a limited existence versus the abundance, like the 100 and, not that one, the fish and loaves principle, that the universe is limitless, abundant, and strangely accommodating. If we believe that, we create this life that's abundant and limitless. So I like that. I like the way you've looked at that, because we can say right or wrong, and really we have been taught sit in chairs, lined up in school, and memorize these things, and then you get a grade and you get measured to your intelligence. I mean, everything from birth till now, if we really reexamine, I was just looking at it, watching a video on the internet this morning that somebody sent to me, and it talks about everything from, you know, from our food that we eat to choosing vocation and going to work and working really hard and then what we get, and you know, and it goes to the same core of what you're teaching us, which really is which way do you want it to be? It's a choice. We have this conscious choice here.
Right, and I think you made a key point, too, about, you know, we judge things as this is right and this is wrong. Well, there is no right and wrong, really, and all those judgments that we make, you know, create that resonant field, you know, in our experience. So if we can just kind of roll with everything and not make big judgments about it, it kind of just can pass right on through. So in fact, that's one of the biggest memes that we're all into is judging. Like, oh, this is a good outcome, that's the bad outcome. Well, nothing's good or bad. Only our thinking makes it so. I think Henry Ford might have said that, or somebody said that. I don't remember who it was. But anyway, the point is that our judgments really block. I mean, once we judge something, we've cut off 50% of the possibilities. I mean, think about it. I mean, mm-hmm. Do you want to cut out 50% of your possibilities? No. So the less judging we can do, you know, the better off we are. So, in fact, that's one of the main things I'm playing around with right now, is just really observing, you know, where I do make judgments. And again, these are just lessons that I have learned about this is right, this is wrong. And so I'm just kind of observing my thought process, because, you know, these thoughts just kind of go through your mind, kind of like the ticker tape at the bottom of, you know, CNN broadcast. So, you know, if you kind of observe them without getting really invested in, oh my gosh, this horrible thing has happened, or whatever, you know, you might do, because then you start creating a lot of energy around that. Because again, our thoughts are so powerful and create such an impact in our life that it's good just to kind of observe them and let them just kind of, you know, go right on through.
Mm, yes. You know, so as we deepen into this conversation, thank you. I there's so much that we could talk about and focus on, and it just is, it's so yummy, and the deeper we go. So without the judgment of right or wrong, but if we start looking at some fundamental core pieces, so we started off the show by saying all things are connected, and one of the things that you do really well is you take the interconnected interbeingness of who we all are, and then if we truly invest in that belief and that worldview 2.0, we really learn how to trust the universe. And like you said, the 11 words is the universe has my back, and everything's going to be okay. I love those 11 words. Thank you. I have a friend who always says the universe has your back. And when we go into our interconnectedness, we really can learn how to trust the universe to have our back. Do you have any tips for our listeners of how they might really learn, and you do this with your experiments, learn to trust the universe and learn to trust that it has our back?
Well, just kind of when you were saying that, I was just thinking of just that, I mean, if, you know, just kind of relax into that idea that, you know what, it's going to all be okay. And if you, if we all really knew that, and we knew beyond a shadow of a doubt that in the end, if you want to call it an end, although I don't think there's any end, it just, you know, I believe that our souls go on forever, but that it's, everything's going to be just fine. I mean, think about how different we would all approach life knowing that no matter what, there is no mistake, there is no problem, it's all going to be fine, and just whatever we're seeing now is only that way because that's a seed we might have planted or some attention where we've been placed, you know, in the past, but that at any time we can choose to look at it a little bit differently. So I think being open-minded as much as anything to, you know, not take anything too terribly seriously, but just kind of observe it and say, well, wow, that's an interesting thought. You know, I have this thought that, you know, the gold coins are somewhat limited or you know, whatever it might be. Just notice that thought and notice how it plays out in your life, and then just trust that another possibility is just as likely. You know, in the, when we talk about the quantum field, in the quantum field, there's an infinite number of possibilities. And so, you know, anything is a probability, but as long as you focus on one, you put a lot of weight, a lot of, you know, energy into that particular reality. So that one's going to be playing out in your life. But as long as, once you take, you know, all those thoughts and all that energy out of that bucket, you can put it in a different bucket and create a different reality. So that's kind of a comforting thought too. But once you really get it, and you can just kind of relax and breathe, then you realize, well, there's nothing to worry about, and then you're not investing your energy into that. But as far as a little tip to do, I mean, this is, goes back to what we started the show with, which is so powerful, and I so appreciated you doing that, is this idea of just taking a deep breath and really getting into this moment, because all the power of the universe is available right in this moment. You know, this gratitude we have, I mean, here, how cool is this? We're here talking to each other. We're talking to all the listeners. I mean, this is an exciting thing that we've drawn forth together. I mean, this is really cool. And to really note that how right everything is, instead of registering, oh no, I've got to go do this or whatever. So just this idea that just really stopping to register right here in this moment how right everything is.
Mm. Yeah, and breathing and relaxing into this moment. I love that. You know, we have to take another break. And what stirred in me when you were talking just now is really helping our listeners shifting from mass consciousness of fear and separation and doom and gloom. There's a lot going on in the world, and there's a lot breaking down as we're reorganizing into its highest order. So maybe after the break, we can go into some of a new way of looking at our own lives. Just like you said, we pull our attention from one bucket, put it into the next, and we manifest that. So I love that. But let's bring that in for our listeners over the next break. But first, I want to remind you one more time, you can find Pam at pamgrout.com and look her up on Twitter and Facebook as well. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, more with E Cubed and E Squared.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Change makers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Join the Pacific Northwest EFT Tappers at the 5th Annual Tappers Gathering, March 14th at Bastyr University, and have a chance to meet EFT founder Gary Craig. This event raises money for continuing EFT tapping scientific research. Bring your cards and information for a full day of networking and inspiration. Visit www.nwtappersgathering.com or call 360-661-6877.
It's here, the 23rd Annual Women of Wisdom Conference, February 12th through the 16th. This year's theme is I Am We, Hearts Connecting Communities, with special guests Jean Shinoda Bolin, healer Patty Conklin, Penny Pierce, and over 40 experiential life-changing workshops and inspiring evenings, all individually priced for you to create your unique conference. Evenings open to men. Find out all the details at www.womenofwisdom.org.
Register for a half-day workshop and bring a friend for 40% off.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected on Transformation Talk Radio. And we're here with Pam Grout. Hey, please check out our website. We have some of the most incredible voices going to be on the show this spring. I'm like really happy with our lineup. And of course, all the archives, like Pam's beautiful message right here, can be found right there on thedrjulieshow.com. Again, that website is thedrjulieshow.com, and stay connected all week on our Facebook page, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie, where we continue the conversation. And so right before the break, we were talking with Pam about literally pulling our attention from one bucket and putting it into another and creating a new reality. And Pam, there's so much happening in the world. If people turn on their news, watch TV, look at the internet, and I have to tell you, I want to put in a plug. There's so many beautiful things happening. There are so many incredible, amazing, beautiful things happening in our world everywhere. But I want to address that popular media that might have people in fear and separation and anxiety about all, you know, everything from health and food and conspiracies and, you know, major systems breaking down. What can we do as individuals with the way that we choose to think and literally creating our reality? How can we as individuals not attach ourselves or connect into that bigger bucket that's so prevalent today?
Well, it's funny you said that, because again, I write for a lot of the very news organizations that, you know, do tend to generate fear. And I used to joke, I said, yes, I'm a member of the world's largest terrorist organization, because, you know, the news media can promote terror in our minds. But at the same time, all of that is going on, you know, all this, you know, doom and gloom, and it's certainly one of the, you know, probabilities you can find in the quantum field. There's also this other energy rising. I mean, it is amazing how many people are realizing their connection, that are interested in this kind of magic. And so I think both forces right now are, you know, kind of raising their head, rearing their head. And for me, I just choose to focus on all the good things that are happening. In fact, I've gotten to the point where I don't watch the news. I don't even subscribe to a newspaper anymore. And for a person who was trained as a journalist, that's pretty amazing. And I still write for a lot of these publications, but again, it's mostly the travel writing. I tend to promote, you know, really positive things that are out there. Because when you think about it, what we're seeing in the news is an anomaly, which means it's something that's, you know, the 0.01% of thing that did happen. If you actually look around at your world about what's right there in front of you, you're not seeing that kind of stuff. I mean, that's not the reality. So I think if a news reporter is really reporting on what's the state of the world, I mean, the real state of the world, which is what news allegedly is, they'd be reporting on the neighbor that tipped the chocolate chip cookies over to the, you know, the shut-in. They'd talk about the, you know, all the kind things that did happen. But again, the media, which just trying to, you know, get our attention. And fear is a powerful way of getting our attention, but it really is just a weird anomaly that may have happened at one time in the world. So, you know, we get to choose, and that's what's pretty exciting about it. And I personally just don't feed into that kind of stuff and just, again, look at what's happening in my world. You know, in my world, everything's peaceful and joyful. And, you know, right around here where I live in my little Lawrence, Kansas, everything is just fine. And so, you know, I get a choice. I could sure, you know, start watching the news and get kind of, but you know, what am I going to do about that? You know, what I think I can do is better generate an energy of peace within my own self. And because I do believe we're all connected, I believe that is a powerful way of, you know, having that other energy rise as opposed to the, you know, the fear and the limitation energy that could be rising as well.
Yeah, it seems like it is a really nice stabilizing factor to our global central nervous system, where many of us go into this place of calm and peace and really center ourselves, and things can calm down a bit. You know, I don't know if you've noticed this, but I'm just kind of curious in your travels now. I'm noticing a beautiful culture emerging from our young people who aren't buying into that fear and separation. They're not buying into how we've treated one another in the past. And they really are stepping up to create this beautiful world. Are you noticing that in your travels?
Oh, for sure. And I'm noticing it everywhere I go. I mean, just even around here, I notice that the young people, well, for one thing, a lot of young people have turned their back on the old mass media, you know, the things that a lot of people of my generation were, you know, glued to every night. They're creating their own media, which is their own story. And in fact, in some ways, that's what's so exciting about the internet and about this way we are all connected, is that we can create a different story, and it's out there just as powerfully as this other story. But that's just one, you know, newscast idea of the way the world is. So yes, I am very encouraged by the young people that are realizing, you know, that we're all one, and that, you know, that love is the final answer and all that. So yes, I'm very, very excited about the young people coming up.
Yeah, and even the meme that the universe has their back, they're fearless, and they just go out and create more good and create more good. They are telling a new story.
Exactly.
Yeah, how beautiful is that? You know, I sometimes just, okay, now this is going to sound funny, Pam, but a lot of times feel like my audience is, you know, middle age, 40s, 50s, 60s, you know, and that's who we're listening to and speaking to. But so often it's like those young 20-somethings are the ones that needed to deliver a message to our generation. It's like they have some really innate wisdom. You mentioned in the book once, early in E-Cubed, there was a story of the parents who had the little baby, and the 4-year-old wanted to talk to the baby. And you mentioned that when the 4-year-old finally got in there, he asked the baby to tell him about God because he was forgetting. And it's kind of like turning to these young people as our teachers. Holy moly, can you imagine our world if we allowed that?
Yeah, it's funny because I was joking the other day with somebody. I said, you know, as parents, we think, you know, we have these babies and we need to teach them everything that's important. But actually, if we would just watch them as they radiate love, as they go for their joy, you know, really they come in to probably teach us. And unfortunately, that's, again, one of those things we have backwards, like I was talking about, you know, publishing the book upside down, that we have completely upside down, is we think we know more than they do. But yeah, no, they do. They get it. They realize that love is the reality. And I mean, babies love everybody. They just radiate love. I mean, you look at a baby and you can't help but smile. I mean, they got it. They know, you know, they got this down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I love that. Well, you know what? I hope that everyone my generation picks up these books, and I hope the younger generations pick up these books. And You know, they're so fun. I just want to thank you again, Pam, for bringing this message to our audience today. E-cubed and E-squared, 9 do-it-yourself experiments, energy experiments. There's so much wisdom here, and there's just fun. And I really appreciate your approach to the fun part, too. And before we close, I want to just mention it's your birthday. Happy birthday again.
Thank you.
This is how I'm going to close the show here, Pam. So, if you could have one birthday wish that you knew would manifest right here, right now, because you do know that that is so, what would your birthday wish be?
You know, for me, my number one goal, I have 4 kind of goals that I go for all the time, but I just really want to be connected to this force and this conversation 24/7. I mean, that is my goal. And from that springs everything else I could possibly want. So yeah, just to open my heart and my soul to this idea of possibilities 24/7.
Wonderful. Well, I'm so encouraged that you want to be a part of that conversation. And like I said, there's so many beautiful things popping up for the good of the whole. And I know many new initiatives are coming down through our communications in so many different ways. So I'm looking forward to seeing how all of this goodness emerges. Pam, I'm going to keep in touch with you, and I want to include you in the conversation too. So thanks again for being a guest on our show. We really appreciated having you.
Well, thanks for having me. It's been great fun.
You betcha. And happy, happy birthday.
Thank you.
For listeners, again, go out and find Pam on pamgrout.com, Facebook, Twitter, and look for E-squared, E-cubed, and any of the other multiple books that she's put out. So thanks again, listeners. Tune in next week. We have another incredible show planned for you. And again, check out the archives and the upcoming schedule at thedrjulieshow.com. And we'll see you next week.
Listening to The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected, with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com as you journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com for next week's guests and to catch up on past shows. See you next week.
Transformation Talk Radio's amazing hosts span from the Pacific to the Atlantic Coast with a world full of loyal fans. What's stopping you from joining our clan? Bring your powerful message to listening ears. We've been helping people do this for many years. Want to make a difference? We can help you out. Just give us at Transformation Talk Radio a shout. It's easy to get started with an email so small to host@transformationtalkradio.com, and then we'll give you a call.
Join the Pacific Northwest EFT Tappers at the 5th Annual Tappers Gathering, March 14th at Bastyr University, and have a chance to meet EFT founder Gary Craig. This event raises money for continuing EFT tapping scientific research. Bring your cards and information for a full day of networking and inspiration. Visit www.nwtappersgathering.com or call 360-661-6877.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a 2-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Change makers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
Tune in to the hit show, Get Into It, Winning at the Game of Life with intuitive energy healer and medium Lynn Brown on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to bring the magic of soul into every aspect of your life. Learn how to use spirit tools and experience the immediate connection with yourself as a spiritual being with natural spiritual abilities as you are guided on the pathway to success and joy. Visit ruintuit.com. That's the letter R, the letter U, intuit.com. And get into it now. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
It's here, the 23rd Annual Women of Wisdom Conference, February 12th through the 16th. This year's theme is I Am We, Hearts Connecting Communities, with special guests Jean Shinoda Bolin, healer Patty Conklin, Penny Pierce, and over 40 experiential life-changing workshops and inspiring evenings, all individually priced for you to create your unique conference. Evenings open to men. Find out all the details at www.womenofwisdom.org.
Register for a half-day workshop and bring a friend for 40% off.